All right, guys, I have a very special treat for you. So the other day I told you about Carla, who is my very cute, very single, young 22, which is, oh my God, so far from where I am right now. But 22, living it up in LA for, she's lived here for like a week now. And I told you about her situation with a guy where they had met and they exchanged phone numbers. They agreed to hang out. He had sent an awesome text to her before the date, just to say like, okay, what are we in for here? Are we having a little romance? Is this a friendship? Just to set straight what his intentions were and what her intentions are, which I thought was the coolest, most brilliant thing ever. But then there was a little bit of follow-up this morning. So I wanted to talk to Carla. I think we'll talk about the friend zone. That's like a huge thing. But then I want to talk a little bit more about your dating life in general, because you are 22, which is, again, so far from where I am right now. So I want to know what dating's like for a 22-year-old as well as the friend zone. So tell me about your time yesterday, because this morning you were saying when you first got on your hangout with this guy after being very clear about what your intentions are, he was still pushing it a little forward in the other direction, which you got to give him a pat on the back because he's going after what he wants. But tell me about the situation and how it made you feel.
Well, actually, it was really awkward because I thought he knew what we wanted to hang out. And then he began to be like a little intense, and he started to say these jokes about we're going to get married today and stuff like that. And I was like freaking out because he's the first guy I am like hanging out here in LA, and I tried like not to give signals that I was interested in that way to him. So at the end of the night, he was really good at it. Like we started talking like friends, and then he got like the idea, and he said, "Well, I'm gonna be your new BFFFFF here in LA, and I'm gonna make you have new friends too." Okay, so that was good.
So tell me about like these signs that you were holding back on. So if you were to like a guy, like let's say you did meet a guy where you're like, oh, this is somebody I could potentially be interested in. What would be the signs that you would give him if you were out with each other?
If I were interested in him, yeah. I think I will get closer to him and like starting touching his arm and laughing about what he says, but like a real laugh, not about like an awkward, like
We're interested, you'd be getting close to him and you'd be laughing with him. And then you said there was like the one thing that you would do.
Yeah, you can really tell when I'm being like flirty with a guy. So he will probably notice when I am like really interested in him. Like,
well, this is the thing. So I work with lots of guys, and you know you're my new wing girl. But lots of guys don't actually know, because a lot of the things that women do are quite subtle. So it's really hard for them to distinguish, is she into me, is she not into me? The truth is that I think that if guys could step out of their head and really be a part of what's going on, they would actually see the signals more. But either they're looking for something to tell them, yes, she's into me, or they're looking for something to say, don't do it because she's not. It's really just to protect their own ego so they don't fall flat on their face, which everybody does, because you don't want rejection. So for you, I know that for you it's like, oh, so obvious, but what does it actually look like? Because you said a real laugh versus a fake laugh. So what is a real laugh that you give to a guy you like versus a fake laugh? How do they differ?
It's like a real laugh, it's something like you're enjoying it, and a fake laugh is like you just don't want to be mean with that person, so
right.
You
so it's like ha.
Yeah, like ha. Yes, that was funny, but like a real laugh, you just can't keep it inside of you.
Yeah, because you're enjoying yourself and you're having a really good time.
Yes, and you want that person to continue like in the conversation or doing the same thing.
Well, a lot of the time when you do like a guy, does it really matter what they're saying to you? Or are you just like, I like you, I'm into what you're saying, and you could talk to me forever? Or does it matter? Like, if they say something that's off, would that ruin the whole situation for you?
I think probably they will. Like, it's important what they say to you. Because you can be the hottest guy in the club, or you can be the funniest guy, but if you say something that it's just not quite right, then it could ruin everything.
Like what?
Like if you go too far with, I don't know, sexual things, just when you meet someone, it's not that good to hear something despective or something about your body, like, whoa, you're so sexy and stuff like that.
It feels creepy, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. So tell me, okay, so last week you went to this mixer and like your intentions right now, I'm sure like, you know, you're in LA, you want to meet some cute American guys. But last week you were there for friends, right?
Yes.
So how do you know, like, how did you know that you didn't want this guy as something more? Like, what was it about him, or is it the space that you're in right now that you're not looking for that? Like, tell me about like what would make a guy interesting to you and like a perspective.
I think I am in a place where I just want to make friends right now. But I didn't feel like this spark or this connection with him. I mean, I get to know this guy. He's really cute, and he's a really good person. I can tell you, yesterday he was awesome as a person and as a friend. But you can tell when you don't have that chemistry with someone that you don't want him to be more than that.
Right.
Or just right away. Like, you can meet someone who you say, I want to be in a relationship with him from the first night. And then you have to, and you meet someone who just want to be friends. And maybe you, if you get to know this guy well, you start to like him. But it's not like right away.
Okay. So what is that difference? Like, what does it mean by a spark? Like, could this guy have done something differently to make you feel that spark with him? Do you think if he behaved differently, or acted differently, or said something differently, that you could have felt that way about him?
Yeah. The first night I met him in this meetup, he was really like pushing to be really, really funny to everyone. And it was nice, but at the same time, it was like a little awkward. Yeah. Like, okay, calm down. Because everyone was like...
Didn't he was trying too
yeah,
hard?
Yeah, he was trying too hard. So he wanted everyone to like him. And I think that was with the other girls that were there, like they saw that too, and I think they felt the same way that I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Were there any guys that were there that you were like, "Oh, that one?"
Yes.
Yes, there were.
Yeah, there was one, and he was really interesting. He was like talking to me, but at the same time talking to the other people, and then he went back to me. And he was like, "I want to keep talking to you." Yeah. Like he just didn't want that attention all the time. So it was good. It was interesting.
Okay. What was he talking about? Like, was he saying interesting things?
He actually was talking about a trip he just went, and then he started talking about where he lived and why he was there, and then...
So he wasn't really saying anything so interesting. It wasn't like he went skydiving last week and then to Paris the week before. He was just talking and sharing about himself. And from what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, because he wasn't trying too hard, that's what really intrigued you about him. And so how come you didn't end up going out with him to the beach?
Well, because probably... Well, he lives a long way away from here. But he did text me that night, and he said, like, it was nice to meet you, and we should plan something one of these weekends. And I was like, yes. But actually, what really I really liked about him is that when we were talking and we were joking, then at one time he just, like, turned on to me, and he said, well, I think I have talked to you a lot to know that you're a good girl and stuff like that. And I was like, how can you know that for so little or time that we were talking? But he was really interesting, and he was really listening to me. Like, you can tell when someone is in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I think that was a really good point for him.
Yeah, and he validated you, which is great. Somebody you were already interested in gave you validation on something other than your looks.
Yes.
Right? Said you were a good girl. That's nice to hear. Okay, so he's texted you. So what did he say in his follow-up text to you? Like, was it a good text? Did it excite you? What did he say?
He just said that it was nice to meet you.
That's
and that, yeah, and that we should totally hang out. And I replied to him, but I don't know.
We haven't heard from him.
Probably will, because we are trying to make a new meetup mixer. But I don't know. It will be fun to see him again.
Interesting. Okay. And so if you do see him again, what would be the signs that you would give to say, I am interested in you and please ask me out on a date? Like, because for the other guy, you were saying, I don't give any signals. What would be the signals that you give to this guy to say, I'm interested, please ask me out? Or would you just ask him out on a date?
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, I would, yeah. Okay. I have nothing to lose. Right. I mean, if he says no, then, well, I'll meet other guys. But
exactly. That's what makes you so sexy.
Yeah.
And very attractive. So I want to talk for a couple of minutes about Ecuador and like, because that's a different place than the United States where we are. So dating rituals are different. The other day you were telling me about how, you know, in Ecuador, men are very romantic, but men are very much men and women are women. And men think that women should be women and women think men should be men. And you were saying you didn't like that, but you like the romance part. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think in Ecuador, there is still this idea that is the guy who should be everything. Like, he should take you to dinner and buy you flowers every week if he was really interested in you. And it's like a really man's situation. Like, the woman is the girl that is just next to him. It's not that, it's not the same. Here, I can tell that women do as much as men do, mm-hmm. but there in Ecuador, it's just like the man has to do everything to get the woman.
And do you like that?
I like the romance because they have like really cool ideas and stuff. But no, I think it should be both parts. I think women or girls have to do the same, have to like give a little more too.
Yeah. Well, but you like some of the romance. So when do you stop liking it? Like, when is it too much or too romantic, or like, when is it a turnoff for you?
When it gets too intense. Like, it's nice to know that someone's thinking about you and that he wants to surprise you, but not every second or every day.
What does it mean if he wants to do it every second or every day?
It means like he's obsessed with you.
Exactly. And it's needy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it has to be like a give and take. Even if somebody's really romantic, you want to be able to contribute back. If you're not giving back in that same way, it typically means you're not as interested,
yes.
Right? Okay, interesting. All right, well, I am going to definitely be interviewing you more, and I will have you on our podcast. Yikes. The Ask Women podcast. I think there's definitely more that we can find out about you being the 22-year-old dating in Los Angeles. Maybe I'll have like a whole section for you. But thanks for talking so openly and honestly with me. I think that was great. Yeah. And guys, stay tuned for my new wing girl, Carla. She has more stories to come. She is here with me for 1 year as of right now. So there will definitely be more stories because it's only been 2 weeks and things have already happened. Hope you enjoyed this interview. And if you want to hear, If you want to hear more interviews and if you want to hear every time. Oh, sorry. And if you want to hear more interviews like this one, where women give their real honest opinions, and I try and drag out the honest truth from them, check out my program, What's Inside a Woman's Mind. I have 50 plus interviews. I keep adding to them all the time. Updates are free, but they're really behind the scenes, a behind the scene look at what women want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like, what turns them on, what turns them off. And I really get down to the nitty gritty with all of these women so that you can have the information you need to get everything you want with women, from women, all the good stuff. But yeah, hope you enjoy this interview.